This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Update the theme song. My God, that was so good. Was it that good? Or are you like, who the fuck is this chick? Anyway, welcome to the Sarah Fraser Show. We have new listeners. We have old listeners. All are welcome. We have TLC listeners. You guys know, like, one of my most popular podcast episodes now is every Wednesday I do something called TLC Talk, where I recap or interview your favorite TLC shows and stars. It's like, I don't know, it goes top of the charts all the time. I have to shout out Caleb Greenwood from Before the 90 Days. He was on last week. His episode was trending. People really enjoyed it and felt like, you know, Caleb really cleared up a lot of the questions that people wanted asked because he wasn't invited to the tell-all. So, which the tell-alls, if you're not familiar with the 90-day franchise, Before the 90 Days, Sean Robinson, she's been on this podcast. She's an awesome host. She basically kind of asks, it's like a very Andy Cohen sort of reunion type deal where they all kind of ask questions that we've had throughout the season. So people really liked that. If you're new to the podcast, I am now putting out episodes 7 days a week. People want more content from me. It's been hard to do that consistently until now, but 7 days a week, I put out new podcast episodes for you, or I do some of the most popular kind of segments of the show. So now with the new podcast company that I distribute with, I'm able to sort of tell the most listened to podcast episodes and things that people want more of. So you can get a new episode. I call it 7 Days of Sarah. How's that for some narcissism? You know, channeling Johnny Depp from the trial. 7 Days of Sarah. So tune in. Be sure that you're subscribed, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Most people kind of listen on the old Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of show to talk about today. On Tuesdays, I do my personal life. What's going on in my personal life? DMs, messages I get. Lots to cover. You know, it's crazy. This goes in waves, but recently I've gotten a lot of messages from women who have had molar pregnancy miscarriages. I'm going to get into that. I'll tell you about those texts. I'll tell you, you know, I'm always an open book as much as I can without hurting any of my friends or family in the process. Because, I mean, I'd share it all, you know. I mean, I'd post my underwear every day for 99 cents. You know, I'd probably send it to you for, well, a lot more. You know, I mean, if that one chick selling farts in jars, I'm selling Sarah Fraser Show used undies for a lot. Anyway, so I have some text messages. Also, a guy wants some advice from all of you, from me. His wife doesn't want him going to the gym any hours of the day, but she doesn't want him fat. What do you do with that? So we'll talk about that. Also, I'm listening to a brand new podcast that sort of straddles true crime, great storytelling. Also, I don't even know if I'll finish it, but you know what? I really enjoy the first couple of episodes. So if you enjoy a podcast series, you'll like this one a lot. And then also some other new details about the Johnny Depp trial. Speaking of, do you think that the Johnny Depp trial is the end of the Me Too movement? The Guardian put out, UK publication, put out an online story over the weekend that if we don't kind of back Amber Heard or believe Amber Heard, the Me Too movement is over. I think that's a big stretch. But do you think this is almost a backlash to wokeism and Me Too? I got a lot to say about this. I will get into all that. Let's thank some sponsors. I also want to tell you about a way that you can get a free t-shirt from the Sarah Fraser Show. I want you rocking a little TSFS all summer long. If you didn't see this on my IG or my Facebook, I'm giving away t-shirts. Okay, very limited edition. They're just cool. They say Sarah Fraser. show. All you have to do is purchase from one of my sponsors. So like today on this show, I have Dame Sex Toys and BetterHelp, which is a therapy like company that you can just book a therapy session through. So if you frequent one of my sponsors, just snap a photo, send me the DM at the Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram, and then boom, I will send you shipping it up. I pay for shipping the whole thing as a thank you for listening and, you know, purchasing from one of our sponsors. So DM me that screenshot. The other way to do it is, and some people are like, well, I'm not comfortable on camera. Look, you look great. I mean, and if you're fucking talking about this podcast, who is gonna hate? Put a video, 30 seconds, on your TikTok or on your IG feed. Tell me two things you like about this show, one thing you would want to change or see different. And then boom, I'll send you a t-shirt as well. So you can do that. Also, I'm still looking for a couple more sugar babes. I'm doing a sugar babe series. During the pandemic, sugaring popped off on TikTok. People want to become sugar babes. They have for a long time anyway. They want to become gabies. They want to become sugar. Some are sugar mamas. They're looking for a young little, you know, dad, like a young little sugar babe. You know, we got sugar daddies, all of them. I'm a baby, you know, pay me and I'll be your baby. That is really what I am. Like, I don't get men, women, just I'm a baby, okay? Baby something. So if you want to be on the show and tell your story, because we got some good stories, we got some mother-daughter duos. It's wild when this drops. The Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com. You're going to be on video and audio, which no one seems to have a problem of because I don't know. I guess, you know what? I don't know what I was doing wrong. I mean, I have dabbled with, I think part of the reason I'm so fascinated with sex work is there's just a part of me that wants to sell my feet so badly, just like fucking Jell-O. Like I just would be so weird and over the top. And I know I would make so much money. But you know, it really sucks when you're married. Like you have to do this thing called compromise with your significant other. You know, he doesn't want my feet online. Boo. Back in the day when I was on Hot 99.5, this radio show, I used to always tell this the promotions director, she and I would always talk about like porn or whatever. And I'd always say, I'm going to do my own vagina dolls. Like, you know how all these mini kitchens, like mini cooking and everything is super popular on Instagram. Have you seen these videos where they'll make like a mini pie and they have like a tiny oven and they like light a match with a piece of paper and the pie bakes for 2 seconds or whatever. I was going to do vagina dolls where I would literally stage like different like dolls in my vagina cave. And like, they would be like hanging out. It would be like kind of like Ken and Barbie. They'd be like horseback riding out of like the vag cave. Is that genius? And I was just going to do still photos of the vagina dolls. And I thought, for sure, that would make... This is like this... It's why I have everybody on this show, from porn stars to pastors to everybody in between. So there you go. Let's thank a couple sponsors and then we'll totally get into the show. BetterHelp. If you're not familiar with BetterHelp, you can help. You can find a therapist. You can talk to them on the phone, Zoom video call, however you want to do it, right on their website. So the amazing part about BetterHelp is they have all kinds of different therapists. They're cheaper than traditional in-person therapy, but they have licensed and professional therapists. Lots of people are burning out right now with work. And how do you know that you're burnt out? Some of the signs are feeling helpless, trapped, detachment, fatigue. If you're experiencing any of those, you need to call a therapist. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in person, as I mentioned, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Here's the best part. You're going to get 10% off your first month. Sarah Fraser Show listeners get this deal only by using my code. At betterhelp.com/TSFS, that's how you activate it. That's betterhelp.com/TSFS. Dame products. Once you get your mind right, you need to masturbate a lot. You know, it's a great feeling. It's like the vagina. It's how I got inspired to do vagina dolls. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to buy a love toy, what will? look, I love Dame because their products are unique. Their fin is a finger vibrator designed to be an extension of your own hand during both partner and solo play. The palm is a soft and flexible vibrator that bends to the curves of your own body. They have aloe lube, sex oil. Everything is formulated to go with the pH of your body and cause delicious arousal. Sarah Fraser Show listeners, you're going to get 15% off your order at dameproducts.com. Then you enter the code TSFS. okay? Sharing pleasure during intimacy not only feels good in your body, but it can increase your emotional connection and decrease your stress levels so you can take those good feelings with you throughout your day. But in order to get there, even the most sexually motivated couples can benefit from strategically placed buzz toys. Dame Products. So go to dameproducts.com and use code TSFS for 15% off. And of course, if you buy today either one of those services, you're getting a free t-shirt as well. Heidi Fleiss, the Hollywood madam. Let's continue along the discussion of sex before we get to molar pregnancies and a guy whose wife does not want him to go to the gym but also wants him to be hot. So Heidi Fleiss, the Hollywood madam, are you guys familiar with her? Years ago, I'm talking like late 90s, early aughts. I was obsessed. She was on Celebrity Rehab. She dated Tom Sizemore. She came out with this like Hollywood Madam book where she really didn't reveal shit, but you know, she booked prostitutes for people like Charlie Sheen. And in this new podcast, it's kind of very true crime-esque if you're into Hollywood true crime and sex. So covers all the bases for me. It's called The Hollywood Madam. My acupuncturist recommended it. She's like, you gotta listen. Have you listened? So I started listening. This is my problem with everything, whether it's Dateline, whether it's podcast series. I go along for a while and then I sort of realize lots of times how disgusting these individuals are. And I know, I'm like, I don't need to hear over and over again how awful these human beings are. I got it, episode 1 through 4. It's very fascinating. It names a lot of names of these high profile people in Hollywood that frequented prostitutes, that got prostitutes from Heidi Fleiss. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, FRASER20. It also, I think what it does really well is it takes away the glamorization of Heidi. And, you know, I think you see all these shows. She was on like E! True Hollywood Story back in the day. They really kind of made it that Heidi was this really like very powerful 25-year-old that had her shit together and was sending like prostitutes for $2,000-$20,000 for nights and weekends to these Hollywood elite, but was doing it in like a new way where it was empowering to the prostitutes. Okay, well, this series really brings that all down. And you find out really early on, which seems pretty obvious, I think, in hindsight, that Heidi was just a total addict. She was addicted to gambling. She was addicted to drugs. She was a chaotic mess. She probably sent prostitutes out to guys who physically like abused them. I mean, it's so good in that way. But for me, of course, living in Hollywood, I really like it because there's all kinds of also like old bar references, Chateau Marmont, like all these kind of very famous Saddle Ranch, like all these famous places that are around Hollywood that I want to go. So am I using it almost as like a your guide to Los Angeles? Yes. So you may be listening and going, I fucking live in Ellicott City, Sarah. I don't give a rip about this shit in Hollywood. You may not be into it, but I listened all the way through episode 5. I found myself just listening for like, I had to go on a trip recently because I was hosting an event. I was listening the entire like 4 hours that I was traveling, and I was completely sucked into, you know, how chaotic it was. But there's so many, you know, there's so many dark things about it. And I just, Charlie Sheen, of course, is in it. And there's a lot of like old Hollywood references I didn't realize. So did you guys realize Kelly Preston, who was married to John Travolta, tragically died a couple of years ago of breast cancer, was actually engaged to Charlie Sheen? And there's some question whether he accidentally shot her or she picked up a pair of pants of his on a bathroom floor that had a pistol in it, and the pistol accidentally went off and like grazed her arm. If you're into that, there's a lot of those stories that I think you'll enjoy. By the end of episode 5, I was like, okay, Heidi's a scumbag, clearly. She hangs out with all these scumbags. There's so much destruction in their way. Like, I don't have any more interest in this. Just tell me, what are the popular bars and like landmarks that are still around? That was about it. So anyway, if you're looking for a podcast recommendation, that is one. I get all kinds of text messages, all kinds of kind of things that people, you know, I love it. Advice questions that people have. And I actually got a really, really good one that I wanted to share with you guys about a molar pregnancy. So this woman writes to the show and she goes, "Hey, Sarah, I hope you're enjoying your new home in Cali and loving every minute. I just had to share with you, since you spoke to me and we both shared our experience with molar pregnancies, it was about a touch year after the miscarriage, DNC, to 5 months methotrexate injections," because she had a form of pregnancy cancer too, "and more months of blood draws. I'm so happy to finally share that I'm pregnant again, currently 20 weeks. All is well and healthy with the baby and myself. Thank you for being encouraging and a voice to some of us who were afraid to only speak about or to openly speak about this experience." And I was like, oh my God, I love you. I could cry. It's just like so, I love to share my life because you know, you just never know who you're impacting and who's listening. And when you do this job, when you do another, any type of job, I think that unless you're truly working every single day with kids or something, you always kind of wonder, like, does anyone like impacted by this? And I also got one from Mystic Michaela. You guys probably saw this on my social media and I may have mentioned it before, but I love this one too. She wrote, "I just wanted to send a huge thank you to all the people who have been praying for me, my family and my twins. I also wanted to send the biggest thank you to Mystic Michaela. On Friday, I was compelled to really listen to the Pregnancy Lost episode." I did this on Mystic Michaela's podcast. Another great one. She's an aura reader. You'll be completely fascinated. "Knowing that the loss was likely happening again to me and my family, listening to her chat with Sarah Fraser about her experience with a hemorrhage literally saved my life. Sunday night, I began to hemorrhage, and if I hadn't listened to the episode, I would never have known that I was experiencing extreme blood loss. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital where they brought me into surgery. My twins did not survive, but I did, and I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to continue to be here for my family." Ah, Man, I tell you, I always on this pregnant on this pregnancy. It is, this podcast is like a pregnancy. I give birth every week. I'm like, here we go again. This is, what am I going to talk about? But if you're not familiar with my molar pregnancy journey, in 2019, you know, Schman, 2 weeks after Schman and I got married, we were pregnant and I was so cocky and I just thought, oh, everything is going to be great. Here we go. And, you know, even this is how cocky I was, which is so crazy. I delayed when you're over the age of 35, after like the first trimester or right around the first trimester mark, they want you to go to a high risk OBGYN. They do an ultrasound scan. They want to take a look because things can happen, right? So we go, I'd even delayed that. We go at like 14 weeks because I'm like, everything's fine. I'm feeling fine. Which I really wasn't in hindsight. I had this like weird kind of all day. It was never full morning sickness because I really experienced that with KJ. It was just this like, it was weird. I felt off and at night my side would ache. And, you know, when I went in to like the first OBGYN checks, I would ask her about that. She's like, oh, that's, you know, probably just typical, like all that. And it was really weird. I had this kind of constant side ache. So I put it off. And then I went in at 14 weeks and the woman basically, I mean, you know, I think everybody knows when there's something wrong at the doctor's, right? Like this, the woman doing the sonogram was so quiet and she just said, you know, I'm going to go get the doctor. I'll be right back. And we're seeing like the baby, the fetus, like on, we're seeing a heartbeat, all these things. And she knew obviously right away something was wrong. And then the doctor came in and she said, you're having a molar pregnancy miscarriage. And what happens is two sperm fertilize one egg. The baby gets double set of chromosomes. They cannot survive. So you're going to have to either terminate this pregnancy or it might go to 20 weeks. Then the baby will pass. You'll have to have a D&E. So our baby passed. And in rare cases, you can have a hemorrhage. You can have a hemorrhage. Like, and what happens is with these molar pregnancies, all these cysts grow in your ovaries and your placenta. And sometimes just like one can be left behind when they do a D&E, when they do the evacuation. So mine, this rare case, because this rarely happens, like my OBGYN, who I adored in Virginia, was like, I have been practicing for almost 20 years. You're the only person this has ever happened to. Other people have had molar pregnancies, which usually they do a D&C. It gets rid of everything. You wait a period of time. You usually have to wait 6 months, and then you can start again because they want to make sure that the mole doesn't grow because the mole can grow back at any time. That happened to me. At first, like my blood draws, my HCG level came down, and then like Christmas heading into 2020, it started to spike, and they were like, you have a pregnancy cancer. You're going to need several methotrexate shots, which methotrexate shots are pretty easy. They're a form of chemo, but they're pretty easy. Like if you have to get a methotrexate shot, though, ask for a tiny needle. Like ask for a small gauge needle because sometimes they like to put the big one in because it's like there's a lot of juice in there that they got to get in your butt cheek. And that big one hurts. So anyway, I woke up one morning and the doctors had told me, they'd warned me. They were like, you know, rare, this never happens. But if you wake up and you start bleeding, you're hemorrhaging. You need to get to the hospital immediately. Wake up one morning. Honestly, it was like you didn't turn the faucet off. Like this just like trickle kept coming out. Like if you just leave the faucet on, it was just this stream, no pain. And I woke up one morning and I just started like, there was blood everywhere. I was like, oh my God, I'm hemorrhaging. Called 911, had a repeat D&C, had methotrexate shots. 6 months later, had a healthy pregnancy, but it's so scary. So I always am available. If you want to just Google Sarah Fraser molar pregnancies, I've done very in-depth podcasts about them. So please do them. And I am always happy, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com or on my DMs at thesarahfrasershow on Instagram. I'm always happy to get into it. Okay, lighter topics. I did tell you guys, you know, last week, Schman is over me secretly buying crypto. He's like, you know, we're all good, right, in our marriage. But, okay, people literally, not like one or two, half of you guys said the secret to marriage and finance is to have separate bank accounts. Are you all batshit? What is wrong with you, okay? I tell Schman, I told him day one of being married, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine, okay? We ain't signing a prenup. Schman works all the time. I want some of that income, okay? Now, I'm banking on myself. I'm betting on myself that I'm going to make a lot more. And so if Schman like runs off with a younger woman or whatever, I'll probably have to end up paying him like my millions from my TV stuff. But, you know, what? You guys said to me, because I said, what's your couple's budget? People go, oh, we don't have a couple's budget. We each keep our own bank accounts. And the only thing that we share together is like one, we share like all the income, like the bills together. So anything, car payments together, household, like mortgage, but then all our spending money is kept separate. Dozens of you said this is the secret to a healthy marriage. What? Separate bank accounts? I will say this. My grandmother always told me, always, and told my mom this, always would say, because I knew they grew up with women that had no way out, but they always said, keep a stash of money. Keep your own money. Keep your own separate bank account. So, I mean, it is true. And Schman and I do have some separate accounts, like more for business and stuff like that. But I mean, I got some getaway cash. Always keep a getaway stash, apparently. But the amount of you who operate with three bank accounts, one for you, one for mutual things, and then one on your own, is amazing. What? How do you all know what your man is? How do you all know you're not like me buying secret crypto? Anyway, I was like blown away by that. A guy needs our help. Wait till you hear this. What do you guys, I need your help and advice on this one because I don't even know what to say about this, y'all. I don't even know what advice to give this young guy. Okay, desperate for your opinion, Sarah, and your audiences. Please, I beg. My wife gets upset that I go to the gym late, 8 to 9 p.m. until 10 to 11. My reasons, as I explained to my wife, going right after work proves to be so incredibly crowded. Later allows me to focus, not being distracted by other people begging for equipment. And I'm not going to a bar, club, out to party ever. I'm going to the gym. How I've tried to approach and fix this issue with my wife. I have invited her to come to the gym with me. She refuses and does home workouts. I stopped going to the gym for 8 months and she complained that I was gaining weight. And I explained that I stopped to solve the yelling, fighting over when I go to the gym. Three, I woke up at 5 a.m. to go, but she complained that I was too loud and kept her from getting good sleep. It also sucked going that early, FYI. Am I the asshole because I keep going late? What? She cannot have it both ways. Where's your wife? Can we have her on the podcast? Who is this woman? What does she want from you? She wants you to look like The Rock at what hour? You got to go during work? And you don't want to go during lunchtime because it's crowded. People are begging for equipment. Do you guys think that going to the gym at 10 p.m. is too late? I mean, it's a little late. It's a little, I get it. But then she's got to compromise. Okay, fine. But she's got to compromise. I mean, you got to go at 5 a.m. I mean, come on. You are like, this is crazy. Something is going on with her is always my thing. Like to have a reaction like this, we're giving you no leeway. Because it sounds like she wants you to go during work, like during the day, right? But you don't want to go. She obviously doesn't want to go with you. And I mean, the only thing you could do is, would you guys accommodate your significant other and go right after work and fight the crowds? I mean, is there a way you could get out of work 30 minutes earlier to then go? Or is that impossible? I don't know. After that, I would ask her what bothers her. Because I think she's feeling very insecure about the late night thing. And maybe I would too if Schmando was like, hey, I want to go late night every, like multiple times a week. I would ask her, why? What is it about me going late night that bothers you? And what could I do to make you feel comfortable? Because maybe it's sending a picture from the gym so she knows you're there. I guess, you know, I don't know. Is it maybe she checks in with you via FaceTime at the gym? But I think you have triggered something in her. And I think you guys need to have a serious conversation and sit down and say to her, okay, what's being triggered? And you are being unreasonable because if you don't want me to get up early and you want me to just go after work, but this is really difficult for me, it's not convenient for me, it's not my best time, you have to work with me. You know, you either have to go with me once a week late at night, you know, something. You've got to offer some compromise. You are a very patient man. I think she's being a little bananas, but I think something is triggered. Did someone cheat on her in the past? Like, is there something, what is it about the late night that bothers her? And I love this woman. She wants you in shape, okay? She does not want you fat. What do you guys think? I'm going to put this up too on my IG story or my IG page because I want to know what you guys think of this. Great question. Thank you. You always can submit questions to me. I love this. It's a three-step process for me. Ask her what's being, you got to have a sit-down conversation. Take her to dinner, fabulous cocktail if you guys drink. If you don't, go and do something with her that she enjoys, walking, a movie, and then just go, hey, I wanted to talk to you about this. What's going on with you? What does this bring up? And if she has a crazy reaction, fuck. Dude, I don't know. You need to, like, then you got to get a mediator. Hopefully she doesn't. Hopefully she opens up and reveals to you. And I am always in my, because everybody loves Schman. But in my relationship, I am the one that really kind of sits down and goes, all right, Schman, what's bothering you? Like, I am the pursuer. Because there's like a pursuer and a, I don't know, runawayer? I don't know. Anyway, I'm always the pursuer. Bottom line is I'm a hero in this relationship. All right, last thing. Do you guys think that this Johnny Depp, because everybody has turned on Amber Heard. I mean, Amber Turd trends like every other day. Do you think this is the end of Me Too? The Guardian put out a really fascinating article that if we don't stand with Amber Heard, we're essentially reversing all the stuff that Me Too did. That's such bullshit. I hate when people do that about feminism. Feminism has come so far. The Me Too movement did so much good. I mean, when I started out, but I'm bad, so I can't say anything about the guys in radio. I never was physically assaulted or anything. So we all just talked dirty and terrible. Thank God I've never had that experience. But I mean, I think the Me Too movement has done so much good. I mean, it's really put these really sleazy, I mean, look at fucking Harvey Weinstein. The biggest, 15 years ago, 10 years ago in that business in Hollywood, you had to have sex with that ogre, you know, that mutilated junkie. And I guess he didn't even have two balls. I don't know what happened to him. Ugh. You know, I mean, thank God he's in jail. R. Kelly's in jail. I mean, my thing with this is I think that's such a clickbait headline. People go, oh, is this a backlash to wokeism? I don't think it's a backlash to wokeism either. I think what we've seen, what Johnny Depp has brilliantly done is bring, and Johnny Depp's crazy to me too. I'm sorry. He's a complete addict. I mean, he's done so many drugs. He's a weirdo. You know, is he very talented? Sure. People in his life say that he's lovely. They say the same about Amber Heard. I'm sure her ride or die friends. But I think what he's brought to light is two people can be toxic, okay? Women can be as crazy. Like, I'm sorry, there are a lot of innocent men out there, fathers. We've seen it all the time in custody cases. These women that are terrible human beings. So guess what? Like, I can't stand this all or nothing. Every woman should be believed. No, every woman should be heard. 100%. Every man should be heard. Everybody should be heard. But then you have to prove it. You can't just be batshit crazy. And I think you see from Amber Heard, she's batshit nuts. This week on The Stand, they had a psychologist that did say that Johnny Depp, exhibited everything of an addict. And also they call it an intimate abuser, which I guess is somebody who like abuses you after like maybe psychologically grooming you. I would think that's how all abusers start. But anyway, it's more like intimate, jealous, you know, kind of lover situation. He wouldn't do that in all relationships. Kate Moss, his ex, is coming to Virginia, is going to be on the witness stand this week as well. So we'll see what happens there. You know, she's been a dear friend to him and remains close. So I can't imagine that's going to help Amber Heard whatsoever. You know, on top of that, in this trial, he's received support from an Italian women's group who says that, quote, as women, as mothers, we have a duty and the responsibility to educate our sons and daughters. That's to say the future generations in the light of the values of dialogue, respect, and compassion between men and women without gender distinction in order to prevent violence with the weapons of love and education. So to me, they went on to say, in deep respect of the victims of domestic abuse that we have to affirm for intellectual honesty are generally women. God, they always put these fucking statements out with so many words. Just get to the point. In respect of domestic violence abusers, who 60% of the time or 70% of the time are women, we all this fucking intellectual honesty. Get to the goddamn point. We feel to express as women, as mothers, as free thinkers, our compassion for Johnny Depp in this bad page of his personal history. What? From a women's group. I think, you know, there were probably people there were guys in the Me Too movement. I mean, you read the whole thing with Matt Lauer. You have to decide. I mean, that's a tough one. You have to decide. I mean, Matt Lauer was never charged with anything. He was fired because he was having sex with like a, you know, someone that was underneath him. But, you know, they'd had like mutual anal sex and like an affair for a long time. And then she alleges he raped her. I mean, he may have. I'm just saying. I don't know. You know, I think what this trial has brought to life is there's a lot of gray areas with these cases. And I think, you know, someone like Amber Heard, we know she has a ton of issues too. And she was abusive to Johnny Depp and made things up. I mean, the whole makeup thing. Quoting a whole makeup line that goes, that the company comes out and goes, we didn't even exist in the year that she says she used our makeup to cover her bruises. I mean, isn't that like trial examination 101 that you get that date straight? I love the memes too. I mean, and they're sparing no one in this. And they're like Amber Heard's. They're like, if Amber Heard's attorneys could be attorneys, you could be an attorney. Like, why? Okay. I'd love to know your thoughts. I don't think it sets the women's movement or Me Too back. I think that we all know real well, we've all worked with men who are toxic and a little scary, and you wouldn't want to be alone in a room with them. And we all know it's not right. And I think women are speaking up in huge droves, you know, and I think that's such a great thing. So much has come from that. So, but with every movement, I think there's forward progress and there's some backward progress. But I like to hear what you have to say because you guys are all a lot smarter than I am. All right. I love you. Follow me on TikTok @TheSarahFraserShow. Bye, everybody.